A sad atmosphere is prevailing here in the Jalazon refugee camp near the West Bank city of Ramallah. The 17-year-old Abdelkader Darzeid was shot dead as he was walking down a street near the Israeli settlement of Beit Il, close to the refugee camp. One of Abed's five brothers were also abducted by the Israeli forces 3 months ago. Their mother had few words to say.
Bring me my son Khaled from prison. I wish he'd been able to say goodbye to his brother.
Witnesses said Israeli soldiers opened fire on a number of boys while they were walking down a street between the Israeli settlement of Beit Il and the Jalazon camp school. The Israeli military sources claim the boys had Molotov bombs.
Abd was going to visit his classmate near the school when the Israeli soldiers shot him for no reason.
On the same day, the Israeli forces abducted four Palestinians in the West Bank cities of Beit Lahem and Nablus. According to the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, over the last 2 weeks, Israeli soldiers and settlers have killed two Palestinians and abducted over 65 civilians, including 13 children and one woman.
Israel feels completely impunitive and it is above international law. There is no serious criticism from any international force. And the Israelis think they can do whatever they want inside the occupied territories without any respect of any human right, or without any respect of any proper attitude.
Recently, the Israeli settlers' attacks against Palestinians have increased, especially in the villages where Palestinian farmers are harvesting their olive groves. Hundreds of hectares were burnt during the invasions. Israeli military incursions are conducted on a daily basis in the Palestinian territories. While there has been a slow progress in the Palestinian national dialogue to end interfactional rift between Hamas and Fatah, Palestinian Authority insists on holding so-called peace talks with Israel. Sari Al-Khalili, Press TV, Ramallah.